Here at Studio 360, we are in the middle of our redesigned Valentine's Day challenge.
Flowers, you get flowers, you get chocolates, and you go to dinner. And you shower love upon this person. So
we have hired a design firm called Under Consideration to make over the holiday.
And I don't want to be crass, but for men, isn't the idea, I'll buy roses, chocolate, and then at the end of the day, I might get lucky.
The firm is in Austin, Texas, and the husband and wife who run it are Armin Witt and Bryony Gomez Palacio. The couple and their team are hard at work coming up with Valentine's ideas.
So we're here to figure out what works about Valentine's Day, what doesn't work, how can we make it better, how can we make it worse maybe for some people.
As it turned out, we actually met on Valentine's Day, and we've never celebrated it.
So for us, in a way, it does have a certain value. What do we think of Cupid? Is he charming? Is it someone that you just want to go up to him and just like squish the cheeks and go, oh, look at how much you've grown over the last year?
No, that's a problem. He never grows.
But he's always naked.
So we kind of agree that Cupid should go. Or
be reinvented.
Or reinvented. Okay.
So, should the Cupid go? Or how about red? How about pink? Should the heart look like something out of an anatomy textbook, maybe?
My idea of the heart, I feel like it's something needs to be three-dimensional, something that fits in my hand, in your palm, and it's something that you can put your hand around. It's actually tactile. Just something that I think that you hold.
We're asking you to submit your own redesign ideas for Valentine's Day, Valentine's cards, whatever.
Make me tell you I'm in love with you.
Dozens of ideas have already made it onto our Flickr page, and we want to keep those ideas coming. The deadline is February 7th, and in 2 weeks, on Valentine's weekend, we'll call the listener who creates our favorite. To submit your design, go to studio360.org.